You're listening to the Ask Ava podcast, where we give real answers to real questions from teens and young adults about relationships, consent, dating violence, and more. My name is Jessica Scoltetti. I'm an outreach and community engagement manager at Safe and Sound Somerset. We're an organization that provides services in Somerset County, New Jersey, for people who have witnessed or experienced violence, dating, domestic, or sexual violence. And these services are free of charge for children, teens, and adults. So today on Ask Ava, we have a special guest who has been here many times, and she is back. Her name is Ella, and she is our volunteer from the University of Maryland. Hi, Ella. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. So this is a question that I'm really going to throw to you. So the question that we got is, Dear Ava, what if I feel pressured to go to parties? So I want to be clear from the beginning here. This podcast is listened to by young teens, young adults, older adults, and we are talking about high school, but also college parties because Ella's here. And we also just want to emphasize from the beginning that the drinking age in the United States is 21, because we know that a lot of TV shows and media make it seem like everyone in college drinks. And I just want to be clear from the beginning that we are talking about folks who are of the drinking age. So Ella, what do you think about the pressure to go to parties?
Yeah, I think relating to what you said in terms of age, this is a question that honestly can go for any age. Like I'm thinking younger people, older people. With this question, what I sometimes have experienced is that from a friend's standpoint, there's some pressure to go to parties. I know people who, if you know the person who's throwing the party or it's an event that your friend is part of in college, there are different organizations that host these parties. And I think sometimes a misconception that is seen when it comes to going to these parties is if you don't go, then you're not supporting your friend or you're not supporting the organization. And it almost seems as if you are choosing not to do something because you're not being a supportive friend. And I don't think that's necessarily the truth. There's tons of times where people may not want to go to a party because they're not in the mood to, or they have something important the next day. And I think there's a lot of reasons that someone may choose not to go out or go to a party. You know, this happens at every age, whether it's a birthday party or like a social event or anything like that. And I think it's important to note that it not always is because your friend is not being a good friend and not supporting the fact that you are having a party. It's also maybe a personal decision that they are tired or have something going on. And I think it's important to remember we are all humans and there are some days where our social battery just isn't at its fullest, and that's okay. It's okay to want to stay in and prioritize yourself and your well-being.
I love that. I love how you talked about the peer pressure. I feel like there's also this, I've experienced this myself, right? Like the fear of missing out or FOMO when you see the pictures on Instagram or on social media, or you hear about what happened at the party and you're like, oh, why did I stay home? But I agree, like, you're allowed to set those boundaries and make decisions for yourself that feel right in the moment. And it's okay if you miss something, right? There'll be another party. There'll be another get together. It's not the end of the world. So Ella, I don't know if you could talk about a bit more, maybe the expectations for bringing a date or like, you know, hooking up with someone at a party, that kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. There's lots of events, especially in college, where you know, you are required or not required, but, you know, there's kind of this social pressure to bring dates to, you know, formals and things like that. I know in college, there's also away weekends, which if for anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's basically a weekend where, you know, a fraternity or other social organization rents like a house or a cabin or something somewhere away from campus. So it's usually a drive, couple hours typically, which already is far and they are expected to bring a date. So I know that that can pose its own, sorts of pressures within itself because being the date, you are being asked to go somewhere away from campus, away from people that you may not have resources to have someone that you know there. You might be relying a lot on the person that you're going with. And there can be a lot of expectations that come with that too, because you're sharing a space with your date and, members of an organization that you may not be familiar with for a whole weekend. And that can be scary. There are, pressures that come with that that I think are super important to recognize. I think it's important with away weekends to recognize that you should be prioritizing yourself. And even if someone asks you on an away weekend, that doesn't necessarily mean that they are entitled to anything with you. And I think whether that means sexually, whether that means what you want to do during that away weekend, whether that means if you even want to go, like, no one should be forcing you or expecting you to do anything if you do decide to go. And, typically during these away weekends, you have to share sleeping spaces or sleep in the same bed. And that can be scary for someone. So you can choose to not go simply because that makes you uncomfortable, and that's completely fine.
That's a lot to think about in terms of the expectations for not only like the parties, but the away weekend. Maybe, just I think an important part of this is like knowing what you're getting into as much as you can. If you're going to say yes and you're going to do something in terms of going away or going to a party, find out where it is, how you can get home safely, like those kinds of things before you go could like help you manage some of your anxiety if you are nervous about going for some reason. But also just know that, Ella, you kind of talked a little bit about the consent for hooking up or sexual activity. It's a two-way street. It has to be both people fully, freely consenting to everything. And that means there's no pressure or threats or forcing. Even if someone feels like they have to say yes, you don't. If you feel like you had to say yes because that person was going to hurt you or something, that's not full free consent. That's a sexual assault. So I just want to mention that like there are services available. There's support for you if that happens to you. Safe and Sound Somerset, for example, we have a 24/7 helpline, call or text. We have a sexual assault response team that can support someone 5 days after an incident of sexual assault. We have our helpline advocates who can just talk with you if you're scared or looking for support. We have legal advocates, we have counseling. So I just want to mention that because I know that unfortunately sexual assault does happen and it's not the survivor's fault. And if you're looking for support, we're one place you can go.
Yeah, for sure. I think another important thing to emphasize is just being there for each other. One thing that we even talk about and learn about is college. You meet a lot of new people, but if you're someone who is very aware of your surroundings, just making sure that even the people you're with are feeling comfortable. If you're someone and you notice that someone looks visibly uncomfortable or is nervous, I think being that person that is like, "Hey, are you okay? Hey, do you want to, come over here and like grab like a drink with me or something." And, you can even pretend to know the person. You could be like, "Oh my gosh, you're in my XYZ class." And they don't actually have to be in your class. But if you just notice that someone is uncomfortable or maybe they don't know a lot of people, then I think just being that person that is like a safe haven is always super helpful in those situations. Even with away weekends, just meeting new people that you don't know and recognizing that you guys are using each other as like a safe person is super, super helpful. And I think important, especially in situations where there are lots of new people, it can be super helpful to recognize that there are other people who are aware of how you're feeling.
Yeah, bystander intervention, looking out for folks and like being aware of situations is really important. I love that. Even just knowing the emergency numbers that are, close to you, of course, 911, but if you need to call campus police or you need to call Safe and Sound for support after sexual assault, like just knowing that those things are available and being able to offer that to someone else is really powerful and helpful.
And in college, you see a lot of new people, so I think making yourself a resource in that kind of way can be super helpful in any setting, honestly.
Yeah, and parties can be fun, right? Like that's why people go to parties, right? But it's also really good to just be aware of what's happening around you and also know that, like you said, Ella, it's okay if you don't go. It's okay if you make other choices or other decisions for yourself that feel safer or more comfortable. And that's part of getting to know yourself and what your boundaries are.
Yeah, I think in college especially, you have so much freedom with what you do with your free time that sometimes people get caught up in doing so much that it's important to take a step back and really recognize that you should prioritize yourself and your well-being. You know, if that requires a day where you just stay in and watch a movie and snuggle up with your roommates instead of going out or going to a party, that's completely fine. You should be prioritizing your own mental health and well-being, and recognizing what you need before what others may expect from you.
Yes, definitely. So, on that note, I think we're going to wrap this one up, but just I know there's a pressure out there, but try not to feel the pressure, right? Try to let it roll off, like you were saying, Ella, like do what you need to do. And thank you for being here, Ella, to talk more about especially college parties today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
To speak with an expert about relationship or sexual violence, call or text the Safe and Sound Somerset 24/7 confidential helpline at 866-685-1122 for supportive listening, information, and safety planning. In the United States, you can also call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233 or the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 800-656-4673. Want to ask Ava a question? Submit it at www.safe-sound.org/ask-Ava. Thank you for listening today. Join us next time here on Ask Ava.